News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Turn our attention to those terrible wildfires that are wreaking havoc in France and Spain and that have forced the evacuation of more than 300,000 people. The unpredictable blazes are continuing to advance. Sadia Chowdhury is covering the fires in France for Sky News. Sadia, just outline to us, where is at risk right now?
Well, it's actually been a much better night last night. Since we got here, every night the wind has been fierce. The night before last, the gusts were up to 40 miles per hour, and that fire was spreading really fast. Last night, much milder wind. But there is a heat wave beginning tomorrow, according to the forecast. So it's a really crucial window for the firefighters to step in and take control of what has been described as such an unpredictable phenomenon here in southwestern France. This fire that has been raging since Wednesday, it is a huge, enormous fire. In some places, it's on the ground, it's low. In other places, it's quite tall and quite a significant blaze to tackle. We've been spending some time around there. We've gone right up to the front line where the fire is. And we've seen how difficult it is for the fire service to tackle this blaze. It's so difficult, they're being reinforced by local farmers who are coming with their small pickup trucks, going in and out really quickly with, water supplies so that the big, larger fire trucks don't have to keep coming out. You've also got the European Union Civil Defence Mechanism activated. So this is a truly multinational effort to try and tackle this blaze. And what we've seen, and we stood there, as I say, in the middle of this fire at one point, and we saw just how the fire jumps. You could stand in one place for about 7 to 10 minutes and you will see new fires sparking up a short distance from where the main fire is. It's really, really scary.
The city of Bordeaux has been under threat with this, to the point at which they have even contemplated an evacuation order for the city, which would be significant. Is there less of a risk of that this morning now after the less windy conditions overnight?
It's still quite uncertain. So you're absolutely right. There was a point when part of that plan involved possibly relocating and evacuating this entire city. It's a population, a huge population, if you consider the whole entire metropolitan area of 1.3 million people. And don't forget, there are also people here who have been evacuated from their homes in Gironde, who are currently in an evacuation centre in this city. And so it was an incredible plan that had to be put in place really quickly. The last time we checked, the fire is heading in a sort of southeastern direction. That would mean it would avoid the airport and it would avoid the city of Bordeaux. But this wind is really unpredictable. And what they're saying is that the combination of the fire, the thunderstorms and the wind creates this unpredictable phenomenon. This usually occurs late in the afternoon and at night. And so it's always those hours that are sort of crucial, especially with this heat wave emerging. But Bordeaux, you'll know, is a really popular tourist spot. Many people come here around the summertime. There has already been information gone out to urge tourists not to come to this region. And if you are here, to start thinking about going on to somewhere else.
Okay, Sadia Chowdhury, Sky News correspondent, thank you for that. Well, one person who was on holidays there and got caught up in all of this was Ben Sternham, who's on the line now. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Tell us what happened to you.
Well, I was on holiday with my 8-year-old daughter in Cap Ferret. So Cap Ferret is a peninsula southwest of Bordeaux. It's a wonderful, wonderful spot with beautiful sort of wooden architecture and a sleepy town with, boats and bikes is kind of the vibe. We had a wonderful week, but on sort of Wednesday,
Oh, we seem to have just lost the line to Ben. We'll just try and re-establish that line if we can. He was one of those who was caught up in that area, Cap Ferret, in southwest France, and those wildfires really impacted on that area. Firefighters desperately tried to battle the blaze there and have been really working hard to do that. Sorry, Ben, you were telling us what was happening there.
Yeah, sorry, I think we got just broke up a little bit. So Wednesday, Thursday, we had reports of a fire to the top of the peninsula. We sort of saw what looked like a weather front coming in. It looked like a mushroom cloud to begin with. It's really clearly visible against the clear blue sky. And then sort of through Thursday, it was serious. That had sort of grown. All of the skies were grey. There was ash coming down all across Cap Ferret, and then another fire sprung up across the water in the Archon region as well. And there was sort of all of the roads in and out of Cap Ferret were blocked by the authorities for safety reasons, obviously. And then a full evacuation was called sort of on Thursday night, and we were due to fly Friday morning. So the normal routes out of Cap Ferret were just unavailable to us. There's no taxis in or out. So we had to catch an emergency private taxi boat from the pier across to Archon, and then sort of separate transfer from Archon to Bordeaux. And by miracle, really, we made it. It wasn't cheap. My daughter thought it was a lot of fun, but as we were speeding across the waterways, it was surreal. You know, there was smoke. There were people, hundreds of people queuing with suitcases at the pier, just jumping on boats. It was kind of like a mini Dunkirk. There wasn't panic, but a real sense of anxiety sort of around everybody.
I was
going
to say, the terrible fear as well, because you didn't know, if you were down on the pier, where else could you go?
Kind of nowhere. The fire wasn't threatening Cap Ferret itself, but it was just that there was no way out. There's only one road in and one road out, because it's kind of a restricted peninsula with sort of, you know, sea on both sides. But the authorities' fear was that if the fire did start to come down with a sort of a wind change, everybody would have been completely stranded. So yeah, there were ferries taking people. There were sort of fishing boats, tugboats. You know, my boat was classed as a private taxi, but it was more like a fishing tugboat, to be honest with you. But I was just glad to get out of there. It was a close call.
You definitely don't complain as long as you're in the right direction. Ben Sternham, who thankfully escaped that with his daughter, thank you very much for updating us. And
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.